And welcome, 4th District County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprillion. Did I get got that right?
You did get it right.
You know how I got it right? I looked it up.
Very good.
I always get mixed
resources.
I always get mixed up on the numbers. I can never remember district numbers. I know mine. I know David Mack, 4th District. But then you were here and you were a County Board Supervisor in the 4th, but you were an alder in another district. I couldn't keep track of all the numbers.
I like to add a little bit of confusion to make people think. But honestly, it's the people that matter, not so much the number. All the county supervisors, all the council members, we all deal with the same issue. But it's just when you need direct service or help within your neighboring district. But it's the people that matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that in mind, the county board just passed, and the city too, passed their budgets.
That's right.
And the city, I had the mayor in here. Matter of fact, he's coming in on Thursday, I think. And we talked about it, and he said the city money is going down. However, when you get your tax bill, it will look bigger. You're shaking your head no.
It's a play with words, John. It's
bigger because everybody else is piled on to that tax bill when you get it.
Oh, Don. No, the tax
Hold on. Do I have a sucker written on my forehead?
You do. Yeah, and you're holding one as well. But no, the tax levy went up for the city. People should expect for the city's portion.
I thought it went down.
Oh, Don.
Don, I had so much hope for you.
This is when it's going to be a test. So whether that sucker is erased from your forehead or not, in December, that beautiful gift we get in the mail when we get our tax bill in the mail, open it up. And especially if you live in a TID district, a tax incremental district, so those who are able to apply for some grants to get home repairs done, it's going to go up even more. So you will feel it. So let's just hold this until Christmas when everybody opens their tax bill. And
Don, you were in the National Honor Society in high school. I had so much hope for you to understand this stuff. Your IQ is like genius, which it isn't, but it wasn't genius.
I remember the story. Yeah, I love that story.
Anyway, so all right. So give us a lowdown on the county.
The county. Yeah. Budget. So the county budget, we passed it November 11th. And there is going to be a property tax increase. We have about 2.8% on the general operations, 3.3% overall. So what does that mean for those that are paying property taxes? That's a $200,000 home. You're roughly paying about $9, $10 more for the county's portion of the bill. Another thing to understand is that's it moves along with inflation. So that tax increase is about the same level as inflation. So we're not superseding that. So it is right along with that. Our services are still intact. So it's not like you're going to see a decrease in services.
Yeah, what services does the county offer? Now, I know the city picks up your garbage. They plow the streets. They supposedly fix the streets and everything. So what does the county do?
Well, let's just say this, Don. All the things you want to complain about, just leave it for the county councilman. Okay. The city council. So, and for the county board, you're going to have your 911 dispatch. So that's important. Your sheriff's department. We have county parks, county maintenance. We have mandated services. So those in the Cornwall building over on Taylor. Mm-hmm. So you'll see not only our workforce development, but it works along with child support and even mental health services, our juvenile detention. We also have the courts. So they're a little bit different of services. So county should be looked at as the arm of the state. So
if I want to gripe about something on the roads, don't bother you with that.
Please. No. David Mack is your council member. Call him up. He loves taking those calls.
I can't blame the city for this one, but it was leaf collection time about 2 weeks ago. And we had workmen working on a house a couple of houses down, and they've got to have a smarter brain than this, but they blocked in from both sides the pile of leaves,
Christ.
So the city couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys can't be that stupid. They can't be that stupid. So anyway, they blocked it in, and of course, the city didn't pick it up. It couldn't get to it. So then it snowed, and the two drivers parked there again, so the city couldn't plow. So the snow sat there for a couple of days. Then the truckers were riding through it and just spread it out a block wide. So I had to go shovel it up again and clean it up again because I think they're having another leaf collection on the 21st.
This week? Yeah.
Yeah, 21st yeah. or 24th, whatever.
Yeah.
And they couldn't be, these guys couldn't be that stupid to block in the leaves. And they did it. And
can we just give them a benefit? Maybe there's limited parking right there on Main Street. We got some driveways that they had to probably work around. They have work equipment. And leaves are very beneficial. That nice, great, healthy matter for your
soil.
But they're
in the street.
And you got extra workout.
These were more like pine needles and leaves.
I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. And Don, you got to get out there and have another workout session.
I did. And I spent the rest of the day complaining about my back because I shoveled the snow idiot when I should have brought my snowblower out.
But I understand the frustration. And just like you said, so this week we're starting the new cycle of leaf pickup. It's our last one. So those who have some yard matter that you want to get out in the street, do it now. These next couple of weeks, that's it. And then the city trucks will put their plow gear on, and that will be done.
So. Well, what I did was this, Tom. I actually took one of my garbage pails and filled it up to the brim with all the pine needles and the leaf pail, and I couldn't put it all in there. But I put it in, so I called the city to find out when the next one was. I said, I put it in the garbage pail for now. No, we're not picking that up. I said, calm down, lady. I didn't say you were going to pick it up. I just said, I put it in there for now. I want to know when I can put it back in the street again because I don't want to blow it all over the neighborhood. She was real nasty to me. She didn't
so sorry.
I think I rubbed her the wrong way. I said, I'm not going
to
leave it in the garbage, but I just want to know when I could put it back in the street again.
Well, how responsible for you to call and ask, because you cannot put compostable matter or like leaves and stuff in
the
garbage.
But I didn't want to blow it all over the neighborhood.
That's brilliant. I do the same thing, and I wait until that time.
And then put it back out there again.
Yep, exactly.
Boy, she was mad at me.
Oh, I bet. So how about we get back on the county, matters.
David Max coming in here on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll have him, and the mayor's coming in this week. I can't wait.
Ooh, get him. All good.
I'm not going
to
get him.
No. David Mack, he's such a good guest here. I enjoy listening to the show when he's on here.
Yeah, so. Thanksgiving is a little lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
4th District, Racine County Board Supervisor. I still want to say older. Melissa Caprillion.
Okay.
It just rolls off the tongue smoother. Older. County Board Supervisor Melissa Caprillion's here. And we're talking about your money because the county board just passed a budget, as did the city of Racine. We'll talk to the mayor about that this week. But we're talking about the county now. And you got some more stats for us?
I do.
All right.
I have some more stats. So I think the taxpayers should know that the county budget is roughly $252 million. And something that I get asked about quite a bit, and because it's relatively new, is our countywide sales tax. And, you know, how does that help with the taxpayers' burden? So we collected roughly about $21 million in the projected up until 2025 here to the end. And $5 million of that will go to property tax relief, and about $16 million of it goes towards our operation. And that directly helps the taxpayers. So it's not on the taxpayers' burdens, on those who are purchasing goods here in Racine County. So it really helps with that. You know, I think there was a lot of conversation that got brought up during this county budget process. First of all, it was our county executive Ralph Malicki's first budget, which he did phenomenal job with it. Definitely well equipped with his background to really process all the moving parts with the county. It's a lot to take on, Don. I mean, it takes years to get yourself familiar. I mean, we're one of the bigger employers for Racine County, but. And a lot of services that go out, and our funding streams isn't one single funding stream. Just like I told you and the viewers earlier, there's a lot of mandates in there. So our money sources come in from different directions. But he did a good job. He inherited a lot of these spending patterns. And but the county board supervisors, they have a lot of skill set as well. And so they bring in different viewpoints. So that's the beauty of the diversity of the county board. Lots of discussion being had. Realize some of our spending patterns would not be able to remain sustainable moving forward. So there's going to be a lot of heavy discussion as we move forward in 2026, 2027, not only for the county, for the city, but many other places who were depending on those ARPA dollars. You know, that all...
Now, what's ARPA dollars?
Those are the American Relief dollars that came, remember, during the COVID time.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's about fizzled out. You know, it's about to fizzle out, and 2027 is going to be an eye-opener.
Wait a second. They're still giving them?
No, the spending period.
Okay, gotcha.
So those will dissipate and be gone, and a lot of it already is spent. So you know, a lot of things to be looking out for, and especially as this new election season comes, you know, you're really going to want somebody who really understands and has probably a high level of fiscal understanding, because it is going to be tough. As those sitting in these elected seats, and mind you, Don, they don't get paid very much. It's practically a volunteer position, but both positions at the county and the city are roughly about $7,000 is what elected officials get paid. So I only put that out there. It takes a special person with a special heart and a special background. You know, we love our neighbors, we love the people, but I really suggest, as we're going into this new election cycle, you want somebody who has that background in finance, because 2027 is going to be a rough year. So, okay, let's move on. You talked about earlier during break, we talked about the Sturtevant, or you asked what municipality.
I didn't hear the, I remember when we had some of the Sturtevant police officers in here.
Yes.
And they were talking about it a while ago, and I guess it came to fruition that they're cutting out the Sturtevant Police Department now, huh?
Yeah, they are. There's going to be the Sheriff's Department is going to be taking that over. It's going to be revenue for the county, because Sturtevant will have to pay. But that was yesterday, actually. Sturtevant shut the door. That's probably why we're hearing it on the radio. But we had a meeting with the finance department at the county, and a temporary agreement was approved, and then it went to the county board for first reading. We still have to finalize it. You know, there's some question on finalizing that when it happens, but there is no permanent agreement right now. It is just a temporary agreement. And so Sturtevant is well covered. So don't, you know, I hope those who are listening that are on in Sturtevant are feeling like they're going to be in an unsafe community. Our sheriff's department does a very good job, and they already had covered the area. Now there are overtime. Those who are on the sheriff's department have an opportunity to have some overtime.
How many police officers are we talking about in Sturtevant?
That is a good question. Because
we had the union in here. The police union was in here.
Yeah.
But it was such a while ago, I forgot what they said.
I was thinking there was 11's in my head, but I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, let's just put that out there.
Now, can they apply 11, to work? But can they apply to the sheriff's department? I mean, are they out of work?
Those who had left, yeah, those, oh, they're...
The light bulb just went off.
Yes, well, because we're going in a little different direction here. But so at the finance committee, there was four last standing Sturtevant officers. I don't know how much there were prior to that. So, you know, now maybe that's where the 11 comes from. I don't know where numbers come from in my head, but there was four. And I knew a couple. There was one that had applied to the county sheriff, and one didn't know if they still wanted to be in law enforcement anymore. And another one left for, I think, another position or profession. And I can't remember the fourth, but those were the four last standing when we were at the finance committee meeting prior to.
So what do they do with the police cars, all the equipment they had, the police, what do they do with all that stuff?
Oh, good question.
That's why I get paid $250 an hour.
That's lovely. Well, I didn't ask that same question. However, I'm not sure if they'll be utilized and picked up. I mean, of course, they're marked different than our Racine County Sheriff. But, you know, I know a lot of the equipment that we don't use at the county, even at the city, would go to auction.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to put that out there. That's the absolute what's going on. So, but it was voted on by the Sturtevant board that services now will be taken over.
And they have other people besides the police officers, people who work in the administration and all those people are out of work.
I mean, they'll be well covered. I just want to put that out there in the universe.
All right.
I thought I had some notes here, but you know, I guess we're just gonna go off of what's in.
No. I hit you with that when you came in. You weren't prepared.
That's my fault. No, that's really good. That's okay. So, but I will say, it is only right now. It is only a temporary 5-month agreement with the county, roughly to bring in a little under $500,000 for the county, because it is paying one of our premium rates, an hourly rate for our officers.
They get a special deal? What is this?
It's an overtime rate. So it's
going out of business sale? Okay, so it's a 5-month deal.
It's a 5-month temporary deal. We are working right now for a more permanent agreement.
And what happens if you can't reach it after 5 months?
It'll be reached, Don. We won't go down that path. It will be reached.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The government won't shut down. I can't imagine that happening.
Well, put it this way, Don. In the temporary agreement, they're paying a high premium.
Yeah.
So when it gets to a more permanent agreement, it'll kind of balance out. So why wouldn't it work out in the long run?
Yeah, I kind of forgot about this. I thought we had the union in here several months ago. So it took a long time for it to happen, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of negotiations and stuff.
For sure.
Well, were you in on that?
No, I was not in on that. I'm busy raking leaves. No.
And having trucks block them so nobody picks them up.
Not I. But, these are great topics, and these are things going on in the community. And the public should know all these meetings are open to the public. You know, come, listen, pay attention, and, you know, get the scoop, and you might be able to contribute to the conversation and the decisions, because that's what's beautiful about local municipal government. Is that things that you bring to the table can actually make a difference and change very relatively quickly. So we all, you know, are part of the process here.
Now, you guys meet at the building. It's on Spring Street, just over the interstate, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So that's where you meet.
That's the Ives Grove building.
Yeah.
So we meet out there. We have our standing committees and the county board. There's other things going on too, Don. Do you want to know about them? Do we have time?
If you hold on a few minutes, we'll keep you here. I have nothing else doing this morning.
I like being here.
Here's a question for you, though. The best age to be this time of year, what is it?
Do I have options?
Well, it could be, most people say between 6 and 10 years old.
Oh, no, I don't want to be that age.
I do, because Mom and Dad, buy me everything. I don't care if you're broke. I want to see it here Christmas morning. I want to see gifts. I don't care. I got the whole Christmas time off. I don't have to do any work. I want those. That's great.
That's such a narcissistic age.
But when you're 6 years old, what do you care? Your mom and dad are going to take care of everything.
Okay.
And little did I know, they didn't have a lot of money, but they never let us know that.
Oh.
We just got what we got, and they kept all the finances a secret from my brother and I. So I never, until I was an adult.
I wish you could live in oblivion like that.
I love it. I love walking around with clouds in the above my head, little birds going around my head. Melissa Caprillion joining us. She is the District 4 County Board Supervisor here in Racine. And I see you got your phone out. We didn't finish yet.
We didn't finish.
What do we have?
Well, one, let's do this really great thing the county is doing, and it's been doing it for the last decade, is Youth in Governance. And this is an opportunity for Racine County youth who live within Racine County, go to Racine County schools, to be able to serve for a school term on the county board. They are paired then with a mentor, and they are become part of the discussion. They're able to vote. It goes down into history. It's a non-binding vote, and then they also work on a project. And right now it's nomination time. So adults, listen up here. You, even as parents, or maybe within an organization you have, or if you're connected to the schools, if you have a 9th, 10th, or 11th grader who may be interested in serving in government, you can go on the Racine County's website, type in Racine County Youth in Governance. There'll be a nomination form. You can do it online. So simple. One of the criteria is the youth should have a 2.5 or better GPA. But just put their name in, their school, and then we'll do the rest. And then the youth has to do the rest. So we contact them, and then they fill out an application. So, and then only, it's a very competitive process, Don. Only 10 youth are selected to serve with two alternates, so 12 in total across Racine County. It is a wonderful program. So right now is nomination time. It'll end in December. Roughly the second week in December. So think about those youth and who you might feel would be interested in serving into that. And then I can talk about
Before we get to that, yesterday I'm listening to an old-time radio show, Our Miss Brooks.
Okay.
With Eve Arden, old-time radio show. And it was let the students take over the government for the day. You had a student mayor, you had a student chief of police. So they're at the assembly. And the mayor is there, chief of police is there, the principal is there, and the principal's daughter gets up. She's going to be the mayor. And the first thing she does was, under my administration for this day, we're going to stop corruption. There'll be no more grafting from the mayor taking money. We're going to put it in. They shut her up real fast. Then they bring the guy up, who's Richard Crenna as a little kid. They bring him up. He's going to be the new chief of police. I want to continue saying what Harriet said. We're going to end corruption. The police will be taking no more bribes and graft under my administration. They're all sitting there on stage. It was hilarious. But that's what I picture going on with this.
Oh, my God. Well, they do bring a light air to the room. And I'll tell you, you know, us adults, hearing us adults, sometimes there's a tune out that happens, but, you know, we try to stay engaged. But when those youth talk, we are full attention. So really, their voice does matter. And it's great to have the youth perspective added to the county issues. So get those nominations in. Look it up. Reach out to myself or any other county supervisor if that's easier to remember than going on the website. We do have some construction ahead. You see all those barrels all over the place, Don?
I see barrels everywhere and nobody working.
Oh,
that's what I see.
That's so hard for people to see. I know. But just know when you see the barrel, that means your government, that we care and that it's progress ahead. So, but our bridge, our State Street Bridge downtown.
Now I heard that that's. It's federal. It's not a city thing.
It's a WSDOT thing. It's a WSDOT thing. $12.5 million project.
What's the matter with it?
It has some structural failings. So it's going to get a new grid. It's going to address some of the major structural issues. We can't let this one go, Don. Nobody wants to be on the bridge.
I drive over it every day.
And it's down to a couple lanes right now, and it's been that way, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to move forward with the rehabilitation project, but don't expect it till spring of 2027. It goes out to bid. It's already gone through right now the design, the engineer design, with Grafe and H&H are doing, but it's going to be bid to do the work out in February. So spring 2027.
Should I not drive over it in the meantime?
No, you're good. You're good. It would be shut down completely if they felt that it wasn't that safe.
All right,
safe.
Just check. Because I do it twice a day, coming and going.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
No, you can do it. So the steel grid deck will be replaced along with, the underbelly of it. I know the mayor had asked them to reconsider the color. So we'll get back and see what color.
Now, when did they do that? Then it's closed down for a long time.
They're trying to minimize that and hopefully.
Well, you can get around it real easily.
Yeah, no, my gosh. The detour will be just fine. It's no big deal. So, and only the duration will be about a year. So. Well, year goes by quick. Talk to us older people. We realize life just starts to accelerate at a certain point, right? So I get to say that. I worked with the age population for 20 years, and that's what they all say. Life goes by so fast. So what's a year, right? But a minute.
Look at you. I expect to just, I don't have much to talk about today. Wow. There was a lot to talk about.
You know I'm chatty.
No. You had good information today.
Oh, good.
Everybody's got to be aware of this. And by the way, if you missed any of it, you say, good information. I wasn't paying attention. We'll have the podcast up either tonight or tomorrow, by tomorrow morning, the minimum, so you can get to hear it. I thought Melissa wasn't going to say anything. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, yes.
So now we'll.
Quiet, Melissa.
We'll get it here. You look like you're ready for the dead of winter. Look at you. It is the dead of winter out there right now.
It was 35 degrees driving in.
No, it was 30 degrees driving
when
in.
When you came in. Yeah.
No, it's 30 degrees now, I think.
Is it really? Take a look.
Let me take a check here. Hold on a second.
It's climbing, Don. It's climbing a degree or two. We got above freezing, so.
Hold on. Let me take a check here just to make sure. It is now 33 degrees.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. It feels like 35.
It's only 33. My winter hat and my jacket that I have.
Hey, I went to the, I had my spring jacket. This was an amazing week. We went from snow to 64 degrees, back to freezing again. No wonder why everybody's getting sick. I went from my winter coat to my spring coat to my winter coat to my spring coat back to the winter coat again.
That is Wisconsin for us. And, you know, I got over COVID. I had COVID at the end of October. he's covering up his face. He's now a big blockage from Melissa. But I am doing so much better. But it really sucks being sick. But this fluctuation weather, which is not what gave me COVID, but this fluctuation in weather has put a lot of people, you know, got the tissue next to them. So
people know you don't catch colds from the weather. You get colds from viruses. It just makes you more susceptible to them in the winter. But you don't get, there's no such thing. My mother used to say, get your coat on outside, get your hat on or you'll get cold. No, you won't catch a cold from that, Mom. You'll catch a cold from a virus.
Well, the cold temperature does drop your immune system, and having your nose cold on, believe it or not, that really affects, too, the dropping of your immune system. Keep that nose warm.
Imagine a five-year-old kid saying, Mom, you're wrong. It's a virus, Mom. Don't tell me, Mom, I can go out without a jacket. I know it's only 22 degrees. Don't worry. Imagine a five-year-old telling their mother that. That's what I was.
My 12-year-old tells me I'm wrong all the time.
I never did. My mother was always right. My mother and father, they were never wrong.
I love that.
Yeah, at least I didn't think they were wrong. I mean, you know, 5 and 6 years old, you believe everything people tell you.
Well, now they believe everything on TikTok. So that's why I'm always getting corrected, because TikTok tells him something different.
I wonder how different my life would have been if all that stuff was around when I was a kid. I mean, it just, would I have been a different person? I don't know.
Yes, you definitely would have been a different person.
Yeah,
I'm sure of it. But I like that we all grew up with outside, not coming in till nighttime and finding, you know, our own entertainment instead of looking at our phones or screen for entertainment.
I hate the fact that I carry my phones around with me. I hate that fact because I'm like, it's a magnet. You can't, you know,
You know what your wife could get you for Christmas? My daughter just bought one. It's a box that you put your phone in and it locks it.
No, you can't do that.
And then you have to call the company to try to get them to unlock it if you feel there's like this need, and then they get back with you in like 24 or 48 hours. So you still have to wait. I mean, there is one bypass area that they don't want you to know about, but.
So my wife decided, and she's probably listening now, she is done being a slave to cell phones, so she went out and bought a flip phone. Believe it or not, they still sell them.
Yes, they do.
And she realized in less than a month, this ain't going to work. So she went out and bought a real phone.
I did hear. The texting does take a little bit, but when we used to have the flip phone, we had those counts down, which button you click how many times. And
I forgot about that. When I saw her phone, I see her going to the number one and then going A, B, C. Whoa, just to say hello to somebody takes you 20 minutes.
You see how we put more complexities in our life, and then we want more simplicity, and then we want more complexity, and then we want, there's this ebb and flow that constantly happens in our life.
When we used to go on a 2-week vacation in the beginning of August every year, 2 weeks, lock the doors, we're gone. There was no phone. There was no checking phones, nothing. For 2 weeks, we didn't know what happened, and we didn't care. And there was no answering machine. So at the end of 2 weeks, if somebody wanted to get a hold of us, they called back again.
Yeah.
On our phone in the kitchen, or my mother and father had a phone in their bedroom. That was great. Now you're constantly checking. First thing you wake up in the morning, but let me see. Whoa, it's identity theft. Whoa, let me see.
See, it's not only news on your phone. You're getting your text messages. You're getting your emails. It's the missed call. It's the voicemail. And so there's quite a bit.
Man, I'm glad we have the technology. It made life a lot easier, but it also made life a lot more stressful.
It did. But now, to bring it back home, we have to circle all right back. It allows the opportunity for those who can't make their government meetings and get interested in and get aware of the topics. They can go on both the City of Racine and Racine County, both stream their meetings on YouTube. So they both have YouTube channels, so you can watch them there. And usually the social media feeds on Facebook will alert you when there's going to be a meeting, and that'll be streamed. And then you can head over to the YouTube channel and watch it.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome, Don. I love being here.
And you're in a curling league now.
I am at a curling league. The Racine has a curling club. So those who don't know, it is what a gem. So
you're out there with that broom.
I am out.
Screaming to the top of your lungs.
I'm out there falling, Don. That's what I'm doing. But it is hilarious to see a grown person fall. It gives everybody a little chuckle.
Oh, this is much fun. I broke my ankle today. Oh, this is fun. I cracked my collarbone. Oh, we're having a good time.
I've only played twice now, but it is a hoot. So, yeah.
Not me. I don't do anything like that.
Oh, well, you can spectate.
The last league I was on, I was 9 years old. Actually, I was 9, 10, and 11. I was through 12. I was on the Police Boys Club Bowling League in New York, and we met. The police had this thing to keep kids out of trouble. So I went on the bowling league for 4 years. It was great. You had a shirt with the police logo on it. It was everything. That's the last league I ever joined. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Love being here.
That's good. I'm glad. Excellent. Okay. Melissa Caprillion, our 4th District, Racine County Board Supervisor. Good to have her in today.